And so I invite you to focus your energy and attention onto your feet. And through your feet, feel, sense, or imagine the connection you share with the planet. Pieces and parts of your soul are within the planet. This is why Gaia knows every footstep you take. There is more than a relationship. There is a partnership where you have so much support coming to you from the planet. So let us be in gratitude and thanks for that connection. And let us bring our awareness into the corporeal body and focus on our human consciousness and our intellect that's connecting us to the consciousness and to our soul through our pineal, through our brain, through our heart, this beautiful triad we have of connection to our soul. And let's just be in gratitude and thanks that we have this beautiful triad, this relationship with our soul working for us. And finally, let us place our attention on our soul group. And I mean the soul that is inside of you and the soul that is outside of you on the other side of the veil, and all our guides and angels, the soul group, the family soul that is orchestrating the perfect synchronicities. You have an entire entourage within your soul. And let us give deep gratitude and thanks that we have this invisible entourage 24/7 connecting with us and wanting only the most benevolent, positive outcome. And within these three beautiful groups, we give thanks to the Creator. We give thanks to our higher self. Our higher self is in each one of those three groups. And in our gratitude and thanks, we are now ready to receive another installment from Kryon about the beautiful attributes of our soul.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This entire month, I have been giving you a theme: the extraordinary attributes of the soul. This soul of yours, you say human soul. I'll say this again because it was brought up yet in the discussion of today. There are souls in this planet that you call human souls, but a soul is much larger than anything that belongs to a human. Would it surprise you if I told you there are spiritual beings all over this galaxy, perhaps even the universe as you know it, that have souls, and they're not human? A soul is a piece of God. It is an immense, immense piece. You might say it's almost as big as God if you could put a circle around God, and you cannot. We covered that in the first week. We told you about how souls share one another, and we are speaking now of souls that are human on the planet. We talk about this very, very complex subject of how you can actually have pieces and parts of you with others and the beauty of that and the magnificence of it. We've talked about the multidimensionality of the soul and how it can be several places at once. And some will say, I don't understand that. How could I be multiple places at once? And I say, you don't have to understand it, dear ones, any more than you have to understand how God can listen to a billion prayers at the same time and still have a personal spot for you, your prayer and you. You are part of that arrangement. You are part of that energy of the creative source. That's how. We told you about guides and angels. This was perhaps one of the most, I would say, entertaining parts, because everyone seems to understand angels and have some semblance of what a guide might be in their life and respond to it even as children. And it's part of your soul. We gave you those three channels already this month. And we wrap it up with this fourth extraordinary attribute of the human soul, the soul, for you, dear ones. And it's the one that is the closest to you. It is the part of your soul that is common enough so that the definition and the words and all of that seems to be available, more available. If you said, what is soul sharing? Many people would say, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's a concept that is odd or strange. If you talked about the higher self, there would be an acknowledgement. Oh, yes, the higher self. There are many who would say that channeling in general, including what you're hearing now, is the human being able to go to the other side of the veil, as you might say, popping into that soul across the bridge, and then channeling information from there. And that would be channeling the higher self. Is that the way it works? Well, that depends upon the definition of higher self. Number one, is it yours? Now, careful, because you say, well, of course, I have a higher self. Who else would it be? I talked about soul sharing. When you pop into that soul of yours, what if the entire universe is there? It's a multidimensional aspect of God. So is your higher self you, that's simply a higher vibration, or does it represent something far, far larger? The answer is all of those. Because it can be. It can be so small, it's like an atom. It can be so large, it's like the universe. Dear ones, your higher self is your relationship to your soul. The higher self is your relationship to your own soul. And it is partly in 3D. And that is why I've waited until this last session to paint a picture of this for you so you'd understand. You might say the divinity of your soul is partially available to you all of the time without even crossing that bridge we do that the members all know about in the circle of 12. That higher self, some have said, this is the angel on my shoulder. Some have said, this is the intuition that I count on. Others have said, my guides are one thing, my angels are around, but my higher self, this is the one. My own guide is my higher self. This is what many have said, because that's how they relate to something which is them, perhaps with their face, but is vibrating at such a high level that they can look up to it and say, that's my divinity. And yet it hides, does it not? If you talk to someone who was not in this session, perhaps, or listening to this channel, perhaps, in another culture, perhaps, and you say, tell me about your higher self, they'd have no idea what you're talking about. Would they say, well, is it a saint in my church? And you'd say, well, not quite. And so they would not relate to it, but you may. Because here, and I'm going to give you right now something that's quite controversial. Does everyone have a higher self? And the answer is yes. Every single human being has a higher self. That higher self, is it always available? Yes, it is. Always available. What does the higher self do? Let's get to that. But the big question is this: if everyone has it, why isn't everyone aware of it? And the answer is because this is the attribute of your soul, the most beautiful attribute, the closest one, that simply sits back and waits for you to acknowledge it. Were you aware that the almighty presence of the divine creator has given you free choice to find your sacredness or not? There's nothing on this planet that says you have to find the higher self. This is the free choice you have. There are millions on this planet who are not interested in their divinity. There are millions on this planet who will go all of their lives and not even want to discover it because they feel they have what they need. And in 3D, they're in survival mode. They know how to go from A to B. They got it figured out because that's what they were told, or their parents never broached the issue, or they never had any friends who said, "Did you know there's a God?" And they say, "No." And all that time, the guides and the angels are there, and the higher self is there, and their soul is there. How does it make you feel to know that all the tools you've ever needed to heal yourself, to move into that job you want, to create the synchronicity that you're asking for, all of that comes in with you, and it waits. It waits for you to acknowledge that it exists, number one. And that often would create an awakening. And that awakening the human being has to a greater truth, perhaps, would then have them start to ask questions. Well, how do I know you're there? And then there's the proof period. What do I do next? And then there's the synchronicity period. And finally, you get to understanding, I'm an old soul on this planet. I can create my own reality. I can heal myself. I can use everything that has been given to me that I've had from birth. This is a premise that you're probably not even aware of. There are those who say, well, God really loves me. God's going to show it. God's going to rescue me from this and do these things. And I've been told that all I have to do is sit here and it's going to happen. There is some truth to that. And the truth is this: God loves you. But you're going to have to shake hands with that. You're going to have to cognize it. It's not a handout as you would expect it. It's a hand from the other side of the family that's filled with love and says, are you ready to go to work? Are you ready to take the other part of you, cross the bridge, and start creating the beauty that will affect you and others, the planet, Gaia, the animals, the trees, because you become a part, are you ready, of a group. The higher self is part of a group. It's so personal. There will be those who say, well, okay, how does it work? You said you'd say that, all right? The higher self is connected in so many ways to the other side of the veil, but humanness has its biology, it has its own attributes, and part of that, as suspected, is the pineal. The pineal that lines right up with the bindi, with the third eye, acknowledged in certain cultures because they know it and they feel it. There is indeed part of the multidimensionality of your body that transmits itself and receives through the pineal. This is a piece and a part of the connection of the higher self, the innate, all the parts of you that seem to be part of the other side of the veil or more knowing than your brain is. That's how it works. But that's not all. This higher self of you, of yours. Oh, you all have a higher self. And what have I told you about you all of anything? It means that When you get to that place where you cross the bridge and you go to that beautiful thing you call your soul and your higher self is there, all of the higher selves are there as well of your family. You cannot separate your higher self from all of the higher selves of all of the old souls on this planet. And that, my dear friends, explains synchronicity. Because you're all working together in order to make things happen, if there are those who wish to look. Anyone who wants to hook into this plan, if you might say, this greater, bigger truth, you might say, can do it instantly. It's not a club. It comes with you, free choice. But when you start looking at that higher self of yours, it's not alone. It always involves others, the family, the higher self of every human being. That's in the field. And that creates the synchronicity that you've been asking for and looking for, that keeps you from the potholes of life and steers you with intuition into the most beautiful places you can imagine, which is what you deserve. That's what the higher self does. A group, not one thing. You want more? Come back and let's do some things in the circle of 12 and let's meet some of the others. And so it is.